poll, one-third of Democrats say it is likely they will vote for a third party in 2024. By Hannah Blow on April 25, 2023. One-third of Democrats say it is at least somewhat likely they will vote for a third-party candidate in 2024. A Rasmussen Report survey released Monday found. While the survey found that most, overall, have never voted for a third-party candidate and do not consider it likely that they would vote for a third-party candidate in 2024, it appears Democrats are more likely to consider that option. When asked how likely it is that they will vote for a third-party candidate in 2024, 59% overall said it is at least not very likely. However, 35% of Democrats indicated it is likely, and of those, 15% said it is very likely that they will vote for a third-party candidate in the next presidential election. 29% of Republicans also indicated that it is likely they would vote for a third-party candidate, but of those, only 11% said it is very likely. 30% of independents also said it is likely they will support a third-party candidate as well. A plurality of those surveyed, 31%, concluded that a third-party presidential bid would hurt the Republican candidate, compared to 25% who said it would hurt the Democrat candidate. Another 24% believe it would make no difference, and 19% remain unsure. Watch, finish with job? Biden's 2024 announcement lists no accomplishments, attacks MAGA extremists. Notably, a plurality of Democrats, 48%, believe a third-party candidate would hurt the Democrat candidate, while half of Republicans think it would hurt the GOP candidate. Independents are more divided, as 30% believe it would not make a difference. 30% are not sure, 27% believe it would hurt the Republican candidate, and 11% believe it would hurt the Democrat candidate. According to Rasmussen reports, President Joe Biden's strongest supporters are most likely to believe a third-party presidential challenger in 2024 would hurt Democrats. Among voters who strongly approve of Biden's job performance as president, 41% think a third-party presidential candidate would take more votes away from the Democratic candidate. By contrast, among those who strongly disapprove of Biden's performance, only 10% say a third-party challenger in 2024 would hurt Democrats more, while 38% think a third-party presidential candidate in 2024 would take more voters away from the Republican. The survey comes on the heels of others showing Democrats not exactly excited about the prospect of a Biden 2024 presidential bid. A recent Suffolk University/USA Today poll actually found just under one-third of Biden 2020 voters undervoted to Biden in 2024. As Breitbart News reported, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the son of the late U.S. Attorney General Robert Kennedy, holds the support of 14% of 2020 Biden voters. The number could climb in subsequent surveys as he officially launched his candidacy on Wednesday in Boston, Massachusetts, after the poll came out. Suffolk County Political Research Center Director David Palaiologos told USA Today that Kennedy, although a long shot at this point, starts in double digits and can't be ignored. Another 5% of Biden voters back Marianne Williamson, who in March became the first Democrat to enter the fray. She told Breitbart News over the weekend that Biden, who has not yet formally announced a re-election bid, hasn't done enough for working-class Americans. Biden announced his presidential bid on Tuesday. In a statement released Monday evening, former President Donald Trump said Biden has been worse than the worst five presidents in U.S. history combined. With such a calamitous and failed presidency, it is almost inconceivable that Biden would even think of running for re-election, Trump said, adding that it will be the radical Democrats' worst nightmare when he stands on the debate stage and compares records. There has never been a greater contrast between two successive administrations in all of American history. Ours being greatness, and theirs being failure, he added.